So I take it from your submission, and I'm on the Representation Review Committee, that as an alternative stance to what's proposed under this model, you would support the creation of Māori wards?
It's really not for me to say, because, but yes, I would.
Here to be no further questions. If I just clarify, the model of the Vision 2030 that I went out and spoke at lots of groups had the partnership proposal right in the middle with the people-friendly portfolio.
Okay.
It's never been not there.
Thank you.
Thank you. So our next submitter here is Bryce Morrison. Thank you. And it's page 75, submission 562. Now you're right.
Cooking with gas. Ngā mihi kia koutou. Kia tātou. Ngā tangata te kaunihira roto rua nei. Ngā tangata katoa kua tai. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. Bryce Morrison tōku ingo. E noho hau roto rua nei. Been born and bred in Rotorua, educated in Rotorua, the Rotorua Boys High School, and then left for 22 years to serve with the military. Coming back home, my first job was to get immersed back into the community. At the time, I was a bit of a lost child, but under the good guidance of people like my cousin Trevor over here and others, guided me into areas where I could put my expertise to contribute to our community. And I take that quite seriously. I'm here today simply to speak on the partnership proposal between the Council and Te Arawa. I am perturbed at the vitriol and comments that have peppered our newspapers over the last few months. I'm more disappointed than anything. In the comments that have come forward. I do understand people's reasonings, but it's a two-way street, and it started back in 1840 up in Waitangi. And I think we should try and embrace that a little bit. Well, as I say, I understand completely the comments and opinions of others, and I respect them. We talk about democracy. I'll exercise mine right now. It's my opinion that this proposal is 100 years late. Had my kurus and queers had the wherewithal to consider what we would be facing in the future, this particular partnership would have been forged way back then, and I wouldn't be sitting here wasting your time or mine. As a gesture, the Te Arawa Standing Committee, before that there was others, in my humble opinion, was basically a meaningless gesture because they were toothless and ineffective. Why? Once again, my humble opinion, no advice was sought. If it was, it appeared it was diluted and sanitised. And probably, more importantly, ignored. The Standing Committee, for want of a better word, is Ngā Kaitiaki o te Whenua Rotorua. Māori have an affinity with our land and our environment. And this is basically where we're coming from here today. And the standing committee were a little part of that, and the driving force was to look after our land and our environment, not so much to get involved with the governance and the running of the council in Rotorua, but to offer common sense and guidance when it comes to the cultural aspects that are a big part of Rotorua. You just heard Mr. Fenton talk about that. The fallout from our standing committee not being listened to or ignored goes back a little way. So I ask myself, who's responsible for the sewage that was shoved into the lake against the wishes of Te Arawa? Who's been affected by that decision? Who made that decision? The district council. The Lake Rauditi debacle a couple of years ago. Who was responsible for that? The Rotorua District Council. Closing of the bores around Rotorua and the impact it had, as you all know. The explosions around Kirau Park, Lake Road and others. Who's responsible for that? The Rotorua District Council. I'm talking about past councils, madam. We look at the city cemeteries. Who's responsible for that? The district council. Where are they going to? Nowhere. Look at the city water. One day that's going to be gold. And our two main contributors are Mawai and Karamu, up the back here. That's sitting on Ngāti Whakaū and Tuhorangi land. No problem at all with Te Arawa. The people of Rotorua have been paying for poor decisions made despite the concerns raised by Te Arawa. We have the land, and I'm not going to bang that, but have a look at accepting some advice and listen to the kaitiakitanga, the caring and looking after of our land. I'm talking about the whole of Rotorua, not just Māori land. We talk about democracy. I did not personally agree with the manner in which this proposal was put forward. I felt highly uncomfortable with it, and dare I say it, I would have to agree with those gentlemen who were against this for the manner in which it was placed forward in front of Rotorua. I'm not saying things would change, but in a democratic society, I think we should have followed a little bit of a more stringent process and inclusive process. And we probably wouldn't even be here today if we'd gone down that track. Staying with democracy, Mr. Fenton just mentioned it, bringing on unelected people into the council, as I believe they're not going to be anywhere near council. Of course they're not. They're going to be on two committees. And they will be there to provide the concerns of Te Arawa to our elected councillors, who will make those decisions as they should, as we expect them to. However, there's one thing that's been deafening in silence when we talk about unelected members. Ladies and gentlemen, you all voted for MMP. MMP provides for unelected people to govern our country. We have some clowns in the National Party now making decisions on yours and my behalf. They were not voted or elected by us, and they're highly paid too. The precedence has been set in that manner, in my humble opinion. The Te Aro proposal to have two reps on two committees, I don't see any problem with. I will be the first man to jump down their throat if they step outside the bounds of the template they've been given. I will be the first. Our concerns for the environment will continue to be ignored at our peril if council do not take notice of what our knowledgeable people in Te Arawa have to share with you. And in this manner, they will probably attempt to. Once again, in my opinion, Te Arawa are only looking at a governance role, not a management. They are not the decision makers. Our elected councillors have a job to do. They are there to represent the whole of Rotorua. So I do not expect my Te Arawa councillors to stand on one issue. They're here for all of us. The proposal is to put two people on two committees to provide some temperance and advice for our council. Over the years, Te Arawa have demonstrated mana and integrity, something that's sadly lacking at the moment. And I say that quite clearly. Over the months, you'll be hard-pressed to find Te Arawa in print. He mahi mo tahi tātou. Together we can be strong. Pai tū pahinga nā wai nāuti. One may work properly, another may act, but the sum total is the completion of our work. Wai ho I te tōpito, kawa I te tōiro. Let us stand together, not far apart. E raka te Māori, e raka te kātou. A community can use all the skills of its people. Nō reira ngā tangata. Kāre kume kōrera au. Nō reira tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. A te anō tātou katoa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Morrison. That was the time taken. But there may be no submitter. I'm not sure. We have one here. Do ask your question, Councillor Kent.
Thank you, Your Worship. Bryce, I'm interested in what I hear coming from you is the fact that this council has not listened to Te Arawa. And that's come through quite strongly in what you've had to say. I'm interested in your view as to why the Te Arawa Standing Committee failed.
I understand this is my opinion, not Te Arawa's. Having observed over the years our standing committees and my koros on board, I believe probably time went past some of them to begin with, so that's probably a little bit of Te Arawa's fault. But I also believe this council had their own agendas, as they should. I think there was no give and take over the years, and I could, on my part, I would say we could have probably been a little bit more aggressive in our stance, if that's the right word. But I think it was a fault on both sides more than anything, sir.
I do believe, in the interest of fairness, because we didn't give other submitters the time for extra questions just because we had a pause, that we should stop there. Thank you very much, Mr. Morrison. And we'll move on to the next submitter. And Mr. Burr, you're happy to come to the table. So we're now looking at page 74, submission number 557. That's fine. Thank you to the supporters coming. It's a big thing to come before a council committee, but you want to be relaxed. It's just a chance for you to have your say, Mr. Burr. Over to you.
Thank you, Your Worship. We're a group of residents from Nakuru who put this together and decided to submit it as a submission. Basically, I'll read it through, but add a few comments as we go. It's obviously that the council has to use more consultation with Tiara and the other groups that are within our community. For my proposal to work, I have not used your submission form. I have completely written it out ourselves. We say that the Tiara should establish a representation for the Tangata Whenua. This could be called a board or for whatever they want to call it. That is up to them. Representing all the interested groups under one umbrella. This board could call for nominations for representatives for their nominees on the Rotorua District Council, called the RDC. I feel that if we have one group representing the whole of the interests of Rotorua, mainly based around Tiara and their supporters, I think it would be easier for the council to deal with and more information would come forward. I submit that a seat or seats, no more than two on each committee, be allocated to be used by the representatives of the Tiara Independent Board. On various committees, these representatives to have the necessary skills, knowledge to operate in this environment. The RDC to allocate these nominees according to their skills and qualifications to the various committees, as the RDC sees fit. These nominees to be able to take part in all the discussions that are part and parcel of these committees and at their Rotorua District Council at large. The final decisions to be made by the publicly elected personnel that are on these committees. This would allow the committees to make decisions with the full knowledge and thoughts and wishes of the Tangata Whenua, recognising the Treaty of Waitangi, and also provide opportunities and maintain processes for iwis and others to contribute to the decision making. For financial planning purposes, I feel that Tiara would fund their own processes up to electing the nominees to the Rotorua District Council. The nominees selected for the various committees would be paid a meeting allowance, as the publicly elected members are now. This to include travel costs from within the Rotorua District Council boundaries. This option would allow the Tangata Whenua to be involved in the planning and discussion process of all the committees and offer Tiara's view on all the aspects being considered by the Rotorua District Council. I also feel that there is legislation with our national government under laws that we should take notice of the Treaty of Waitangi and of the Tiara people specifically in this area. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to submit this.
Your colleagues wish to add anything to that submission? No. Feel comfortable to?
No, we're
right. We'll ask questions. Councillor Gould, Councillor Sturt.
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you, Dennis, for your submission. I'm quoting from your written submission, which is on page 74 of our report. And nearly at the bottom said, for financial planning, Tiara would fund their own process up to electing the nominees to the Rotorua District Council. Have you got this from the Tiara people that they will fund?
No, I feel that they have a financial input, enough financial input within this community to support the funding of that process.
And your supporters, certainly you've actually responded to the request and the literature that went out to the community to come up with alternative options. And I appreciate the work that you've done in terms of this. I understand what you're trying to achieve. I just want to know what the vehicle of that is. So can I just ask, Dennis, are you saying that Te Arawa of Māori, not just Te Arawa, but Māori, have a separate board that they that represent them as an iwi, or Te Arawa and non-Te Arawa Māoris, and then from that board, or which is funded by Te Arawa, as you say, they then select people from that board for council to approve to go on to those committees. Is that what you're basically...
That's the way I would see it happening.
So the process is outside of council?
Yes. Okay. That is completely independent of council. I would suggest it's not only funded by Te Arawa, but by funded by the total group that support that board there. Looking around this community, I feel that those options of the iwi, the tribes and that, have a very large input into the financial community of this area, and I think it's well within their powers to be able to financially support their own wishes.
Supplementary question. So you're saying, rather than just 14 people, selected people, you're saying that Te Arawa is a tribe and Māori as a people get together collectively to elect their own board, whatever number it is, so that that has the mana from that particular grouping to make decisions. See, the problem we had with the Te Arawa Standing Committee was that we never knew, Madam Chair, that they actually represented Te Arawa, that were individual people's opinions. Mm-hmm. So what you're suggesting, am I right in what I'm thinking?
Yes, that's exactly how I feel. So that it is totally representative.
Yeah. Okay.
Could I just ask a question? What difference that you're proposing, and it's great you've done some work on it, is it from the model that we received from Te Arawa with their board?
There's several quite major differences, okay. I feel. One is the funding.
Yep.
And two is I've left the elected personnel, the publicly elected personnel, to make the final decisions.
Thank you.
I think that's the two major differences. Mm. Te Arawa have put a proposition to the council, and I think that's admirable, and I think we should listen. Mm. But there are other issues that we should be all listening to, is that we have to consult. Mm. Mm. And I think if they have a total board that can represent their total community, and if specifically if it's funded outside of council, I think then we have to sit and listen to what they're saying there, and they should be able to have an input into these decisions. Mm. The decision, final decision is made by the elected personnel.
Thank you for that. Do you want the to time is up. But, Councillor Kent, I saw your hand going. You're right.
Mr. Burgos actually just clarified my question, which was to confirm that his opinion was that there should be no voting rights.
No vote.
That the elected representatives coming from the Māori board would not have voting rights and the decisions would be
made.
Is
that what you...
That, I have said, the ones that are publicly elected.
Thank you.
Yeah. At large, have the voting rights.
We've got to. I think there's some information as we're going along on this journey that we will ultimately have to wrap up to correct, but that's a very thoughtful submission. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. I'd like to support my other people from Nākuru too for helping me through this. Thanks, guys. Thank
you very much. Was it too overwhelming? We tried to make it easy for you.
But might be back next year.
Great. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you
I'll
for
go
coming.
Out and quietly have a drink.
Final submitter is on his way, so if you could just break again. He's coming forward at our request, which is really lovely. He's coming forward now. So it'll take him 5 minutes or so to get here. Down for tomorrow morning as well. who's outside, they may wish to come in again. Hello, Mr. McCauley. Welcome. Don't be overwhelmed, Ellen. No. You're hot. Mr. McCauley, come forward and gather your breath, but thank you for coming a bit earlier. Oh, thank you. One other gentleman raised the same issue, and we've gone through that process. It was the rush of last-minute submissions, but
I'm not worried about it. I was pleased to get away from where I was.
Good. Take your time, and when you're ready, do begin. All right, you happy to go?
Yep, good. Sure. Well, I'm Alan McCauley. I have lived in Rotorua for more than 40 years. And in that 40-plus years, as a surveyor, the owner of a business, and as an individual, I believe that I've taken far more than an average interest in affairs relating to council. In fact, I even stood for council once. In the particular year, was the same year that Councillor Sarank first stood, and there are two significant things that need to be said about that. The first is that Councillor Sarank got elected, and the second significant thing is that I did not. But the important thing about that is that Councillor Sarank gained the right at that point to make decisions on behalf of us all. And as for me, I was sort of shown the door and was granted no such right. And I think that's important to remember because that's the way of the democratic world. There's a matter of... I've got a mental block for the moment, but I'll think about that in a second. But that is the way it is. I'm not a person... I don't belong to any political party. I don't belong to any pressure groups or whatever. Not my style of thing. I always form my own view and act accordingly. But this issue that we hear about, in my experience, is one where I've never before witnessed an issue where everybody has an opinion and there are not many fence-sitters. And I'll give you an example as to why possibly people don't make submissions that would sort of... You've got a lot of submissions, but the opinion out there is such that theoretically you should have got a lot more. And I'll tell you three examples why why people don't make submissions. On the day the submissions closed, I was with, there were a group of four of us. And if you want to categorise them, they were all white, male, middle class, aged with not much hair, you know, If you look at me, you'll probably know the sort of people you're talking about. I said to one of them in particular, who was a person that has an opinion on most things and is an occasional letter writer to the editor, I said, did you make your submission? I never asked him what his opinion was. It's all irrelevant anyway, but... And he said, he replied, he surprised me. He swore and said, is that today? And he was very annoyed that he had forgotten to make submission, even though it's highly publicised, everybody knows about it. So that was one reason why people don't make submissions. The second bloke says, No, he was fairly adamant, no. He said, wouldn't waste my time, council will do what they want to do anyway. Well, I'd ignore that anyway. Yeah. Pretty negative comment, and it fitted the person anyway, so I ignored that. The third one was equally adamant. He said, no, I will make my submission when I put my vote in the ballot box at the next council election. They all had their opinions. I'm not going to share them with you. If they wanted to tell you about their opinion, that's, they should have come and told it themselves. But that's... I raise this issue because I think there's a depth of feeling out there about this issue. And it reminds me of the program Yes Minister, when Mr. Humphreys, or Sir Humphreys as he was, I think, said to the Prime Minister, a very courageous decision, because whatever decision council makes on this issue, it will be a courageous decision. I always vote. I've always voted in everything I've been allowed to vote for ever since I was old enough. The papers went to some length to tell us that some around the council table of Aotearoa descent, and some aren't, obviously. Well, I just thought I'd like to say that some of you on that particular descent I voted for in the last election, and some of you I didn't, and the same for the rest of you. Some of you I definitely did not vote for, and some of you I did. And that's my right. And there's one thing that's really got up my nose about this whole affair, is that people that endeavour to play, for want of a better word, the race card on this issue, and I think there's nothing that's further from the truth, that this is not an issue of that. It is purely and utterly an issue of what is democracy, in terms that Glenys, by giving me a hiding back in those dark ages, she earned the right to sit at the table and make decisions. And in spite of the fact that a number of people at the time considered that I had the proper wherewithal to make those decisions, their opinion was quite irrelevant because there were none of them. And I was booted out the back door. And to me, that's the start and finish of it all. And that's about my lot, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Councillor Donaldson.
Thanks, Ellen. That was entertaining and insightful. But I just wanted clarification, because I sense from your kōrero here today that you don't support the model, but the submission here says you do support a partnership with Te Arawa.
Yeah, if I could elaborate a little bit on that. I think those of you that know me, my record speaks for itself. I've been and am still involved. I'm a trustee of a Māori Trust. I've been undertaking things like that for the last umpteen years. In the last few years of my working life, when I sold my practice here, I was involved with a major New Zealand company doing iwi consultations. And I never did any in Rotorua, partly by design, and it was better to do it elsewhere in other parts of the country. But that was my job, and no one ever told me otherwise. I assume I did it reasonably well. But the essence of these things to me is that you've got to take them seriously. And with all due respect to council of recent years, it wasn't taken seriously enough. And I can give you I could give you a classic example, but I don't want to. But suffice to say that this hoo-ha that eventually ended up at the Environment Court, if I, amongst others, had not considered we were making a decision for the greater good, it probably, the council attitude would have been knocked on the head an awful lot earlier. But we thought at the time that we were making decisions for the greater good and went along with a number of things that council were pursuing. And in later times, I got quite annoyed with myself about the whole affair because it might not have ever reached that point if I had done what I really thought I should have done at the time. But I think a partnership is precisely that, but it has to be taken seriously by all parties, and it doesn't mean that it's a good partnership so long as I get my own way. And I think that's the crux of the whole affair. And I wholeheartedly support some form of you know, participation, if you want to, that's the term. But I'm afraid I can't agree at all with the proposal that's put forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Alan, for your submission this today. I'm quoting from your written submission on number 570 on page 75. You put that you oppose for giving the voting rights to non-elected person.
Yep.
And you also put that you support in principle an intention to effective partner with Te Arawa. And you put yes.
Yep.
What type of partnership are you talking about?
I think if you want me to go into those sort of details, I need to have a little bit of time to consider the issue. You know, I mean, over the years I've made a number of suggestions and things to various parties, not necessarily this council, but on every occasion I've probably been paid for the time, actually, at the time. But I've had the time to sit down and consider a proposal, but I don't feel I'm in a position here to just sit here and get one off the top of my head. You know.
That's quite fair. Thank you. Thank you for coming, and it was a valuable perspective. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, councillors, that brings us to the end of today's submissions, and we reconvene tomorrow morning at... Thank you, Mark. 9:30. Councillor, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. He's a very.